What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Yeah, come
That's
on down.
Good music right there, boy.
Y'all like that? I don't know it, but I like it.
This is Antioch by Whiskey Myers. A band that I discovered.
Oh, yeah.
During COVID, I didn't discover them like for the world, but I personally discovered them.
They're real popular amongst the. Like, I know Ryan Blaney is a huge Whiskey Myers fan.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of famous people like him.
Oh, Blaney. Well, I already said I did.
Yep. You're the first one.
Yeah.
You're the first one that, like, you know, I heard about him from.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to know somebody with that nickname, but, you know.
We guess very strange that we knew somebody with that, like that was their nickname was Whiskey Myers.
It's like, and damn,
look at that.
Now it's a band. That's
it's
cool.
Probably going to be a new country band called Cornelius Jenkins Jr. or something.
God, I wish there was. Bluegrass
Hello,
band.
Darling. Nice to meet you.
Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all.
It's been a long time. Mama love me on.
We sing them all now.
He had to have his brother in the band, Julius Jenkins Jr.
Julius Jenkins Jr., right. And grandson, remember the name?
No.
Oh, man. Paige, I may have to find a new author for my book.
That's why I thought we had all the answers. Slipping.
I forgot the grandson. The brothers only appeared on one scam.
Okay, I'll just tell you. It was Latron.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Latron.
Dang it.
Yes. Latron. It's like the movie Tron, but in France, right, Paige? That'd be Latron.
That's what it was.
With an L-E or L-A.
Oh.
Le, he'd be a boy.
Le.
La.
La.
Be a girl.
And then in Spanish, the A is for ladies and the O is for a guy. What do you do down there, though? Because when your whole conjugation is based off genders, what if someone is, you know, gender fluid or what have you? Like, you add both letters, or you put an umlaut on there?
Oh, so I would imagine they'd be pretty accommodating, the French. But I don't know if they trip themselves up like we try to.
Well, what do you mean?
Because there's the school of thought that says, you know, they're they and them that they'll use as pronouns.
Yeah.
And people that are like, this is not correct English. Like, you don't use it right. So you can't use them that way. Just as a rule of grammar.
It sounds speaking. Plural, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what they say. You know what they... If somebody says they were telling me, it's like, who? Well, me.
Plus, some people use they as
that's
their.
That's bipolar, I think.
Like, instead of saying, that's their car over there, that's their car.
Yes. Yes. they're certain...
So it's more confusing.
Yeah, I worked with a guy before radio. I don't remember. Porn or dildo store, one of the two.
I don't imagine it would be porn, right? Because that seems like a you job. Just like a one-man job.
Yeah.
That's different with like, hey, man, I didn't deliver all my pornos. Could you come help
me
out?
But we had a warehouse where we'd go get them all and meet up and have a coffee and talk about the latest magazines and then head on out.
Were they in a secret part of the warehouse?
No.
Really? I thought some people would be ashamed of them. Like, we got to sell them, but we don't like them, so we put them in the corner.
They carried all magazines, but I... You know, maybe it's because I was a greenhorn. All right, you get to start with it. I was like, fine.
Horn.
It's like, I prefer that over Hit Parader or Leonard's Losers.
No, man, that was a classic one.
Well, come on. You get stuck on the side of the road, you're going to read football pics, you're going to look at boobies. How
you doing? That's a great point. You were a porn horn.
Yeah, I was a porn horn. I was a porn horn, a greenhorn porn horn. Golly.
Stick some crab horn. Quit looking at all the porn.
What was it we talking about? I made a note here, Fat Boy, and I actually wrote it well so I could read it, which is a big problem for me. Like, I don't know how doctors do it when they Matter of fact, my doctor doesn't use a pen at all anymore. He uses the Google dictation thing.
Oh, really?
He has a little tablet in there, and everything we say, you see a little transcript, which is good, because who could write that fast?
He does use an auto pen like Trump and others.
Auto pen. Oh, you mean like auto signing?
Yeah, just like the automatic.
No, he's just like our whole conversation, then he goes back and just reads the notes that it took for him.
Look, part of AI is sneaking into the job.
Yeah.
That's what the nurses don't like now in New York City.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Seems easier.
But what were we talking about where we said, you know, if something happened, and there are some women out there like this, I would dare to say when it comes to women and men, far fewer women than men. But maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, the thing about foot fetishes.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know, the only foot fetish that I hear about with women is that they want to see how big the shoe size is, and then that really, you know, tells them, you know, how big is his future is, and also that of his privates.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, women, and there are, I know, but not, again, to the degree that men that would allow or would go on some kind of subscription service to look at men's feet. It doesn't seem to really be the same industry as women's feet. I don't think.
Obviously, the women's feet, that's number one. But I feel like it's up there.
But what brought us to talking about that? It was something about guys who overprotect their situations.
Oh, yeah. I knew somebody who was going to do it.
That was going to do feet pictures.
Yeah, just the foot pics.
A guy? Then,
no, it was a girl.
A girl.
But the boyfriend objected to it.
That's what it was.
He's like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with it. Somebody could somehow notice your foot, I guess, and find where you are.
Thought she'd get stalked by her feet.
Mm. Yeah. And there was money on the table because, look, if you're willing to walk in stuff, put stuff on your feet, I mean, people pay a premium for that stuff.
What is wrong with
like,
people?
Is it humiliation stuff? No. Or is it like what would I have to put on my feet? So the thing we were saying, though, Paige, is like, Fat Boy and I were like, dude, if the polls changed literally overnight and women were suddenly in the feet the way men are, you know, we would be feet models, foot models, feet models. I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah, but
I don't know why more ladies. There is a world out there of free money just waiting for you to photograph your feet.
Well, here's my question.
I mean, if they didn't talk to me or mail me back about my feet, or I had to like get them off, so to speak, that would be weird.
You gotta like rub them with them.
No,
you probably have to charge a premium for, you know, like whatever you're willing to do with your feet. My question is, if you're a foot person, you're a foot person regardless, right? So could you tell? Well, I hope you'd be able to tell if it was a woman's
man or
foot.
A woman.
Would you? Well, I mean, would it matter if it was a man or a woman? Like, if you're a foot person, you're a foot person.
That's not true.
Is it?
Do men?
Well,
have,
I mean, I'm an ass person on women, but I don't like them on a man.
Could you tell?
I prefer a man with no ass.
Oh my God!
It's like you could tell with a foot, I guess, obviously, but if you're I don't know. Maybe not. I would imagine you would want. Now there are some people who might want a rough foot, just like
The kinky or the grosser, like with the humiliation stuff, like
gross foot.
Like what are they doing? Like go step on pizza? Or are they walking on hot coals? Or are they like?
I know, like a popular choice is chocolate. You know, whipped cream, stuff like that involved. Or you just put on the foot.
Now, if I could like, you know, enjoy the proceeds of such, like, you know, finish the Sunday, then maybe. But if I'm watching on, they ain't doing. I'm actually saying, girl, you're making a mess.
If you're even in the feet, something's like that's a different kind of.
Is there a thing for hands?
I don't even know what the. Not that I know.
I have nice hands. I do. It's years of not having a manual labor job that really nice and you know what though? That's not true.
You'd be a hand model.
I thought you did farm work.
I was going to say the other day I was at the farm and then I got home at night and I took a shower and a freaking big old blister just popped right on my finger.
if you have to shovel stuff,
like, what is this?
You're going to have some callus on your hands.
Oh, yeah. Great band, Paige. Love Callus and the Boys.
Oh, see, like, somebody in your farm situation can make a lot of money walking around the farm because a lot of people like to see people step in something you don't want to step in.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't get that at all.
Yeah. That's hey, look, have your kink as long as it doesn't involve hurting. As long as the people that are, in other words, you're not hurting someone without their, you know, some women like to be like, you know, pushed around and hair pulled and, you know.
Well, you know, the girl
twisted and shoved places and whatnot.
The tattoo girl that we saw, you know, when we had our appearance.
Oh yeah,
tattooing of a hand on the neck.
Oh, God! Right after I put my foot in my mouth, I was like, I don't know about you, but this girl wanted me to choke her one time, and I was like, I'm not comfortable doing that. I think that says a lot about her being just a weirdo. And then that girl's like, oh, does my tattoo say too much? She leaned her head back and had a hand on her throat. I was like, God, of all people.
Oh, man. You want to hear a little story of a chick I found on here? Quick little search says that
Quick little search. You went in your search history is what you did.
This girl says she's 28 years old, and she spends 8 to 10 hours a day making her feet look, quote, aesthetically pleasing because she gets hundreds of messages and requests a day for various different, like, walk in this, put this on your feet. And if you look at her because she posts a picture of her face, good looking. So why would you not want to, like, see other stuff than her feet? Why go there first?
I don't know. And I don't know where it comes from. Like, is it some kind of... I mean, and this is weird to even talk about considering the previous conversation, but like they say that a lot of our kinks come from our childhood.
What?
That's what they say. It could be like, you know, like I love a woman in heels. Was it because I had a teacher that wore heels as a kid that I really like thought like it started somewhere and then protruded from there? Maybe gave me a priapism of sorts.
Oh, in school.
It's interesting to know
if you could, like, good Lord.
If you could pinpoint where that was.
Well, I mean, that's just what they, Paige, you studied psychology in college. You probably know. That's just stuff I've read in really penthouse form, if I'm being honest with you.
This girl, the footworker, says the most common thing she gets are people want to see her crush stuff, like raspberries or grapes. Or cake.
With her toes?
Yeah, with her toes.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
The one thing she wouldn't do, somebody asked her if she would squish ants.
No.
With her toes.
Oh, what about uncles?
She said she wouldn't do
so
that.
So weird.
But what's the, like, you know, I just, it's almost like not being able to say the S word on the radio. I wish somebody that has the funk, or excuse me, the kink of watching a hot girl step on food. What, where that comes from and what that meets in your mind, like what that does for you. Are you like,
I would love to know.
Is it the power of making this person do something that they wouldn't do? But they're only doing it because you're paying them money, so there's not a big get off that.
Or are you piecing out the person, like that's where you start and then you work your way up to something else?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It's like a gateway thing until you get into real porn.
Yeah. I would love to know from a. But who's going to call?
Because once
say,
you get attracted to all the money that's coming in, the people that I know that have done OnlyFans, that you just start communicating with them and having. I couldn't do that.
That'd be too. I hate email in general.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you make the most money on there is the communication.
Yeah. Or they tell you to show this, do that. I couldn't do that.
Rate pictures. Girls make a lot of money. Dudes, like, you know, send pictures of their junk and they'll rate them, like, you know.
Okay, would you, Fat Boy, if you found some scheme where you could pretend to be a woman online to just review pictures of men's genitalia, and you're living this gimmick of being this woman, but they don't know? Would you do that? Does that make you gay?
That's a great question. It'd have to be for a lot of money. Paige wouldn't even do that.
It would have to be for a lot of money.
It would, like a lot. I mean, like, at that point, it's easy money.
I'd have some bot set up that's like, all right, every third one, give them 3 stars. Every fourth one, give them 4 stars or whatever. Or even maybe look at them and say,
The bot's a good idea.
$50.
You wouldn't have to actually go look at them.
Right.
Okay.
Just do the same thing to every single
one
of them.
Or I'd sublease it out to someone, you know.
Right? That part. Decent
radio.
Yeah.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? You know, it's his, do you ever feel like sometimes in this world you're a one of a kind? Not a one of a kind, but like you're not like everybody else. You ever get those kind of things?
I mean, you like to think that, right?
I'm not saying that if a woman is attractive or whatever, and, you know, she takes off her shoes and her feet are all mangled or all compressed or... Well, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, that's not good. I mean, that's
compressed.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, but you know.
But I'm not like sexually. It just doesn't. But you know, there's a lot of people out there that say, you know what, I hate big boobs. Oh,
there really are those people.
There are.
I'm sure.
And maybe you get bored with the norm.
Could be norm.
Sammy.
Something like that. But several people are like, you're being hateful for something you don't know anything about. You said it's not your thing, but if it's yours, fine, go with it. But you're sitting here saying that people like me are crazy because we're in the feet. I didn't. I just said I don't understand it, and that's fine. Like, yeah, you know, it's a space travel. I don't understand that, and that's fine.
You got to explain the feet.
I don't believe it either. What?
You got to explain the feet because I'm thinking it's just a gateway to... to other stuff.
Well, that's what Paige was saying. Like, maybe that's where, like, you know, like, and again, it's not everybody, but like, how many servers have you met at a strip club that never went on stage?
Servers?
Yeah. I'm just a cocktail waitress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how they get you in the
but
door.
Then,
I've heard that before.
But then, God, every name that I'm about to say is like someone close to me or someone I know. I got to think of, give me a name of someone you despise, Fat Boy.
Oh, despise?
That doesn't work here.
Oh, God.
A woman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a woman. Be careful. That's tough. I can just give you a generic, what about a Misty? That sounds like a good stripper.
It sounds, okay. Misty can't come in tonight.
Misty.
Julie, would you? Oh, I don't know. But my rent is due tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And I got these big hooters here just sitting here doing
that. And look at my feet.
Put your feet on the pole.
Yeah.
So we just want your feet tonight.
That's a new TV show, Barefoot Singer. Instead of the mask.
Just focus on the feet.
They're wearing a mask also. You have to have the mystery there. But they're wearing like leggings and then the feet are out. And the judge is like, I recognize those feet. Like, what's the lady on there, the British lady? Isn't there a British lady on there?
I've never seen that show.
You know what? I haven't either.
I don't know how to guess.
Hey Baby watched it all the time. She's like, I thought it was Jewel.
I thought it was Monk in the outfit.
Is that Monk up there?
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. This is the voice. She would sing that too. She loved the reality shows. No, it could be a gateway thing. You just start with the feet, and then people are like, hey, like, how much to go up the leg? You know, let's work up the knees, and then the thighs, yeah. And then...
I say, at least with the feet,
peanut butter surprise.
There's something with the feet. When you get when you talk about the knees and like the elbow bends and stuff, armpits, like, hey, that's kink, weirder than the feet.
That's like very strange kink armpits.
Yeah, it is. Well, especially if you, some girls, and I find myself weird for saying this even, but I've noticed this about myself. Some
do
girls,
we need sexy music for this or no?
No.
We do it a cappella?
Because I got a feeling you're not going to like it. Like, you're not going to, like, this is not for you. But some girls with pit hair is pretty hot. Like, very select few. I don't know.
Are they already hot and you're just looking past the pit hair? Or are you saying that?
I don't know if that's it or if it's like it accentuates the hotness already. I'm like, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because you don't think of, like, that's not really a, well, I can't say that. I was going to say you don't think that's like a dude thing, but, like, you know, I guess it is. But it's not really like you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when women decided to start shaving the pits.
But if it were leg hair,
I'm glad they did though.
Yeah,
like that's too much. I mean, that's
they're uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and, I mean, even if you're the hair on your legs get a little stubby, it's uncomfortable.
See, I wouldn't like that. If a woman like just completely just like stop shaving her legs, like that's too much.
It is, yeah, it is. It is. This text right here. While you're on your big throne judging everyone this morning, what are y'all's kinks? You know what? I don't know that I have a kink. I
don't think I do either. I can't really think of one, to be honest.
Like your definition of a kink would be what? Just a general definition. Like there's a position or, you know. It's like the thing where you're like, you know, I don't like telling everybody this, but
yes,
since we're live on the radio right now, I'll go ahead and tell you.
I'm thinking it means something you want to keep concealed that you don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking it is.
So a kink and a fetish is the same thing, but not a fantasy. A fantasy is not necessarily a kink or like...
Like people, some people are into BO.
Ew.
Like just across the board.
Yeah.
However that emanates from certain people, some people are into the smell. The natural smell of people, which sounds weird to say, but
yeah,
that's up there too.
I mean, I like the way a man smells, like, you know.
Yeah, but how does that mean?
Sweaty, like, but not dirty, you know.
God, what does that mean?
The natural musk of a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. Like, I could tell if I've been outside and like in a sweat a little bit, and I'm like, this is not good. So I thought you meant like out of a shower smell.
Oh, that's good when they're nice and warm. Yeah, I like that.
But you like sweaty men.
I do.
But not to the point where they stink sweat.
Well, they usually use deodorant, but just the scent of a man. You know,
great movie.
Smells hot.
Try.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a fetish, kink, or fantasy page?
I mean, I am kinky, but...
Would you like to?
I feel like she's easily talked into whatever.
Everything?
No.
Pretty much.
Paying bills and such?
Yeah. No.
I feel like if you wanted to try something like on a whim, she probably wouldn't stop you initially.
And is there anything that you thought would be your thing and you tried it and you're like, yeah, it's not my thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Being married.
Rear end sex, is that what it was?
That's not my favorite, and I don't like urinating on people, okay. Things like
well,
that.
That's sweet of you to say. Thank you, babe.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm back in middle school again.
Growing up as a, ooh.
In the casket, living in the fast lane, I free. How do you know the game? How do you feel? Love the way you have to fix your hips and fucking ass out. Gotta
won't
miss a bat, about to pass out. I don't want to dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby.
Oh,
that you mean the club?
Yeah,
I'm talking, but I can't comprehend the meaning.
Go.
In the freeway.
I'm
a rider. All I want is a simple man. All I want is money, but the fame. I'm a simple man.
Paige is walking on her hands and you're twerking right now.
Give you anything you ask for.
You bet.
Oh, here you go. Creep to a low speed. Creep with a whole speed. Puff some more weed. It's on lay. It's on lay.
Yeah. Go ahead and blitz those.
Baby, I love the wing. As long as it's time to give it to daddy. But tell me how you want it.
Yeah.
Sugar. Right, he said sugar.
Growing up as
almost said peckerwood, but I didn't want to.
I thought I do that sometimes when like there's part of a song comes up, I will like scream honky really loud.
Is it cool to touch? Fool of what? Positions on the flow, it's like ironic. Ironic cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drive me up and down like a roller coaster.
No lyrics. You don't need them.
Don't need them. I got in so much trouble for listening to this growing up.
Oh, for real?
I had to hide all my stuff.
By which mom or dad?
Oh, yeah, mom. I had to hide stuff left and right, man. And the outside was a good hiding spot.
You hid it outside your house.
Yeah, Playboys, Tupac CDs, Biggie CDs, Junior Mafia, all the stuff.
Oh.
They filled his dirt in NAS. Had a lot of NAS.
We have it's NAS, NASCAR. What? We have someone on hold here who. What am I wrong? Almost joined one of these, or was proposed joining one of these foot fetish type sites.
Not a foot fetish.
What kind of fetish?
What kind of fetish?
Oh, Fat Boy's
making this a big mystery right now.
Stump it.
Stump.
Morning,
Matt. Wow. 2 and 2 just got put together.
Yeah.
What?
2 and 2 does equal 4.
Well, sure. And Stumpy, explain that to me. Well, did someone like see you on the street and say, you know what, I run this website for, was it a website for? I'm asking too many questions. Tell us your story.
No, it my daughter proposed for me to go on one of those sites, and it's real for stump fetish.
Right. Which you have and, one of.
Yes, and I have one, and yeah. I just, I wouldn't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. At work, but I was against it totally.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to do something like that.
What was it? What were what was the protocol? Like, were you gonna have to like put food on your stump and oh eat it, or like? I don't know what would you just gonna like?
Well, I tell you what, if I could do that, I wouldn't need a woman.
You don't want to get it. It's like, well, while I'm down here.
I've heard of that.
You know what? Yeah. Okay. The leg is going, not the ribs. I apologize.
So I got a question, but I don't want to sound like mean, but do you almost feel like if you're on one of those sites for the stump that maybe it's a little demeaning because of.
Maybe?
Because you lost a limb? You know what I'm saying?
It's yes. That was my biggest thing about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just, I don't understand the feet thing. I think you don't understand the stump thing.
Right. Now, if you were a woman, though, and you had like a nice set of cans and a nice figure and everything, and not in a relationship, could you do that, do you think? You know? Or let's say, not to make it whatever, like you're a male exotic dancer, you know, you're single, you're making thousands. Is that something you could do as well, or no?
Well, I mean, if you're already in that end of it, I don't see why it would bother you.
Yeah.
It would bother. I'm not going to, there ain't no way in the world I'd be an exotic dancer for one.
Oh, got no rhythm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that too.
Yeah.
Even if you take all that context away from it, when you first got the limb, like when you were first, you know, prosthesis or whatever, it had to be weird to like people to want to see it, to even like take pictures with it or even talk about. Right?
Well, most adults, you know, kind of over, they don't really bring it up. I mean, it's not something they point out. It's more.
I wouldn't know it if it wasn't your nickname, you know?
Yeah. But there's a word for it. It's called acrotomophilia.
I've never heard of it.
Yes. I'm looking it up, people.
Like, I imagine.
It's real.
I would imagine kids, like, you know, look, we had a janitor in elementary school who had a hook hand, and he scared the hell out of us, but he was a real nice guy, and that's all we talked about. Like, we wanted to see his hook. And now looking back at it, like, he accommodated us because we were kids, but, like, we were a-hole kids. Like, hey, show us the hook. Do something with the hook today. Like, you know.
Well, that's just like here at work. Kids come in here and they want to, when I'm in shorts, they want me to take it off so they can see how it goes on and off. And they think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Or you can have people watch you rub lotion or oil on your stump. That would probably.
Jesus. If I'm going to have a video of me rubbing some lotion on something, it ain't going to be my stump.
Oh! It's going to be close to it, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. It ain't far from it.
Did your daughter do this as a joke, or was she Dad, you're missing a great opportunity here?
She was being dead serious.
Wow. That's it. I mean, it must look not. It must be like a nice looking stump. I don't know how many I've seen over my lifetime, but they must have done some good work on it.
Well, I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, they just whack your leg off. I mean,
gross.
Like, I knew somebody that had one, and he could like make it fart when he put his leg on, like with a sock, and his stump got real sweaty.
Yeah.
So he thought that was like a party trick, you know?
Well, it was still kind of odd. When I walk across the parking lot or walk across the house or whatever, and I'm sweaty, it sounds like I got a duck call in my britches.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. No, wait a minute. Oh, my God. The penguin's coming down the hallway.
That Stumpy.
Stumpy, dude, serious question here. Does the prosthesis or prosthetic leg stay on during adult time? Or does it come off? Or
No.
It's off?
Yeah, it's off.
Nice. Okay. Is that nice? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Just lay back and relax.
So then do you feel as though it makes you a lazier lover? Because maybe, you know. You could do the Captain Morgan, no?
Oh, yeah.
You can do that one perfectly, in fact.
Put it on a chair.
That one gives me a real bad cramp on the leg that's bent. Mm-hmm. So that's something where you've got to literally, no pun intended, a leg up on me.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Yeah, I tell you what, you'll throw your back out if you ain't careful.
I do that with two legs.
Oh, do you ever stand up and forget it and just kind of fall over?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That happened. Right after it happened, I come home and was fell asleep in the recliner, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I jumped up, and
there's no leg there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Hell.
You ever been walking through the woods, and, like, the prosthetic leg gets stuck in a hole, but you keep walking?
I'm just thinking how...
And you look back, and there's your leg.
How hard it is to get out of a bathtub.
Do you ever forget the leg and you got to use the plunger at work to until you get home?
Oh, God. Stop it. America, man.
I'm sorry, Stan.
I have had to use a little shopping cart in the parking lot when it messed up one
day. A little kid one?
Oh, wow. Put the brown flag on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Man, I love
it. Y'all think?
Y'all think
I'm kidding.
No, I don't either.
Hey, use what you have to. I understand.
I see people that have the toe surgery done, and they walk around with their leg in that little scooter.
Yeah,
you know, the one where they got the knee down or whatever. I like your outlook on stuff, man.
Great.
People would some people would be all miserable and whatever and think we were dickheads for doing this, but you have fun with it, so it's good.
I wanted to say this to start with. Morning, Matt.
Morning
Paige.
Morning.
And morning, Peckerwood.
See you, Stumpy. Have a good one, brother.
God, he's great.
Stumpy.
Oh, what a story.
I don't know that I could have that. I would try my damnedest. I don't know if I could have that disposition about it.
I don't think I would.
Sure, you would. You'd adjust. You'd have to.
Well, yeah. I would hope. You know, the people like that, or
plus he's still working too, so you know.
Yeah,
just the fact that you just didn't want to claim a disability and not work anymore is commendable.
Yes, it is. Today, we commend P1 Stumpy.
But try the plunger, too, if you need to.
Yes, it would. And also for the people texting in, Fat Boy's janitor at school really did have a hook hand.
Yeah, his name was Steve.
He said that for years. He's not stealing the plot of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I wish I could remember Steve's last name. I hope he's still with us. He used to work at East End back in the day.
Anybody knows any janitors from elementary schools, please check your logs. Paige.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Plex. You know, we got a big Best Damn Audio coming up next hour.
Oh.
So what you working on?
I may be upstaging you, perhaps.
Doubtful.
Mm. Well, just wait. Dolly Parton. Lainey Wilson. Reba McEntire. Miley Cyrus and Queen Latifah are up to something. I'll tell you what's going on next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
I can't even venture
a
guess.
You gave me a snotty look.
Well, I saw a recent photo of Miley Cyrus, and gosh, I mean, it screams heroin, but I don't know.
Was she taking a whiz on the side of the road?
No.
That's usually her thing.
No, that was Stumpy. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.